Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Penis kid. Penis kid. Penis kid. Penis kid.
What are you, 2 years old?
Oh my God.
What's wrong with you?
Oh my God.
I've never seen a guy so infatuated with the word penis.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with you?
I had no idea where that was going.
Good God. Bring in Kim Bocamper this morning. Bo, how you doing, man?
Wow.
You know, this show just gets more immature as the weeks go by. It's unbelievable.
And he's cracking up at his own work. He's in there just laughing back in his chair. It just cracks him up, the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Bo, that you have to put up with it a day before.
Kim Bocamper, Dolphin Legend, thanks. Joining us
that's
right now.
Right. He's
joining
of all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to let it overshadow my Thanksgiving, that's for sure.
That's right.
No way.
That's
you got
right.
Too much to be thankful for, Bo. There's no question about that. Hey, Bo, so help me out here. We're 1-8-1, and I've been going, man, we couldn't have handpicked a better team to play coming out of that bye week. But – you know, through the years, Bo, and forgive me for being like this just a little bit. I know they're not very good. They're 1-8-1.
But let me tell. There have been a thorn in our side forever.
Yes.
Since the day they made that expansion team, since the day they got awarded that franchise, they've been a thorn in our side. I think they beat us. They beat us their expansion year at home. In whatever the name of the stadium was back then, they beat us as an expansion team, and then I don't think we beat them for like four or five times playing them. Yeah, so I'm with you, Joe. I'm not taking this time. You know, I know they're horrible. Look, you look through the roster. It's a who's not who of people in the NFL, right?
Right. No question. We can get a draft pick for him. Look, get rid of him. Yeah, exactly.
I had to look up who the quarterback was. I got to admit, I had to look up who the quarterback was because I'm like, who the hell's quarterback in that team? Davis Mills. The only guy you know on there is the guy that outfitted our team, Laramie Tunsil.
That's right.
Right, right.
That's right. 2 ones and 2 twos. That's exactly right. So, and I just know every year somebody grabs us, and I know that's different. I know it's Mike McDaniel. It's a different year. Let it go, Joe. But every year somebody bites us on a rear end. We go over to London. It's Jacksonville. Their coach is grabbing butt on with the girl in a place, and everybody's talking about how bad they are. They beat us. So,
yeah,
I just want to make sure we're ready to go. That's all.
So this is the Wanstead Lobster Trap game, right? This is what it is?
Well, I hope not.
I'm just throwing it out there. That's how I remember walking into those locker rooms all those weeks where you're supposed to beat that team, and Wanstead had that lobster trap hanging from the ceiling.
They're going to just get that lobster trap and roll it down that slide they got in training
facility. Hey, Bo, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, so they're – like so many of the stats, they're terrible. They're dead last on run defense, 179 yards a game they give up. I mean, it's a copycat league, right? We go, if you're Mostert and Wilson, you're like, hey, fellas, we're going to run it. Now, we got two horses on the outside, but we're going to run that football, right? Everybody does the same thing, right?
Yeah. You know, for a running back going into a team like this, that's exactly – it's like being a – It's like being a defensive end when you're up, like 34-10, you know, in the fourth quarter, and all the pass rushers are trying to climb over each other to get into the field, right. onto the field, so they can chase the quarterback down. Right? It's the same type of thing.
Yeah, no question.
Let me see how many yards. You know what? They almost broke the 200-yard barrier last time. Maybe this can be a. It could just be a week that this team rushes for a couple hundred yards. That'd be a nice deal.
Bo, listen, an odd topic of conversation the last couple of weeks here has been about Jason Sanders. And I disagreed with Coach. I disagree with Joe. I'd love to play general manager, owner, and coach here on the show. During that bye week, I would have had a kicker in there just to try him out. Yeah. Maybe even just to spark a little flame under Jason Sanders.
Yeah.
Joe disagreed. Coach disagreed. I just want to know what you think. And not necessarily signing the guy or even putting him on the practice squad, but just the listening and the hearing and the seeing of another kicker in there might spark a little flame under Jason Sanders.
Yeah, you know, but I think, again, you mentioned Mike McDaniel. He looks at things differently than any coach I've ever had because, the old-time coach, that old-school guy would have had five guys lined up in there, right?
Yep.
And just, coming one day after another, and just putting the fire underneath this guy's ass, right?
Right.
That's the old school way. But, I heard him in an interview, and he's talking, saying, no, look, we still believe in him. We know his mechanics, he's got some technical issues he's working on, but I'm going to stick with him. And I think someone asked him about bringing somebody. He goes, no, we're not going to bring anybody in. And so it's just a different way, So to me, that kind of goes hand in hand with him getting on the airplane when he just got hired and saying, get me two on the phone. I want to talk to him. I want to let him know that he's my guy. It's the same type of a thing. Don't put pressure on the guy. Let him fight through it. Let him earn it. Let him, let him know that I still believe in him and that we're going to believe in him and he's our guy, which is maybe 2-3 years, I guarantee you 2 years ago, that wouldn't be the case. There'd be a couple guys wandering in and out.
No
there,
question.
But they do? And they put them right next to the kicker's locker where they can get dressed, right?
That's right. And Coach Flores, you're right, man. Brian Flores would have waited. That guy had no patience. Coaches, players, kickers. Yeah, you're done. No, that's not what we want to get.
But look at this is a whole new, this is just a whole new generation of and he's thinking in that way. And look, we'll see. I applaud him for standing behind him. But Joe, we've seen enough kickers come along. I mean, we've seen really good kickers, come along, and all of a sudden. Something gets in their head and they can't get it out. And, you watch them in practice. Oh, they're kicking great. You watch them before the game. Oh, they're kicking great. And then all of a sudden they come to the game and you're doinking them off the uprights and stuff. So we'll see if it works. How can you, at this point right now, how can you look at Mike McDaniel and not give him the benefit of the doubt?
Right.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
For the way he handles the team.
Yep, no question. So yesterday I did Vandy's show for the Texans radio broadcast yesterday. He asked me an interesting question.
A lot of rock and rolling with Vandy.
Rock and roll. That's right, man.
Not a lot of rock and roll football.
No, there's not a lot of rock and roll unless you like field goals and, it's hard right now. The points they're scoring. He asked me an interesting question. I wanted to ask you, in order, 1, 2, and 3 of the people that have the most to do with this turnaround of this Miami Dolphins team to 7-3 and where they are right now. And I don't mind telling you, I started with Mike McDaniel. What about for you? Who would be 1, 2, and 3 in the turnaround for the Dolphins?
One would be Mike McDaniel, 2 would be Tua, and 3 would be Chris Greer.
Wow.
Pretty good answers.
No, it's fair. More than fair. I gave Tyreek Hill, but Chris got Tyreek Hill here, so it's good. And by the way, Chris has made a nice turnaround. He absolutely has made some nice moves. We've hit on some free agents.
So should everybody on the Dolphin organization, when they see Laramie, shake his hand and thank him?
Yes.
Did he get Tyreek here for us? Was he part of the Tyreek?
He started everything. Laramie Tunsil was the catalyst for this entire turnaround.
We'll never get anybody to ever do that for us again.
I just didn't know if Tyreek got in the tail end of that deal. It's been about 3 years now, right? That deal went on.
Bo, I'd like to petition to put a statue outside all the boat campers of Laramie Tunsil if we could do that at one point.
There you go. There you go.
We might have gone a little too far on the.
Well, if the Super Bowl happens in the next couple of years, we're putting one out there. That's it.
A couple weeks before they traded Laramie, I did a piece with him over at one of our restaurants eating the hottest chicken wings he could eat. So, maybe that's what chased him out. I don't know.
Didn't affect him with that hot sauce stuff that you had, I'm sure.
But he ain't getting a statue in front of any of our place. Papa Pump will get a statue in front of our place.
All right, good point. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about what's going on, man. We got a lot of football games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. My God, what a great 4 days coming up for football. What do you got going on at Bo Campers, Bo?
Boat campers on Thursday, we shut down. This is the day, one day we shut down. We don't, you know, when we first opened, we thought, oh, look, we'll open on Thanksgiving. Guys will go home. Guys will go, they'll eat their turkey early, and then they'll come to our place and watch the games. Well, that didn't happen so much. And so quickly we stopped. We don't open on Thanksgiving because it's a chance for us to give our employees, time to be with their family and stuff. So we kind of go that route. But we make up for it on the weekends when it comes to Saturday and all the college games and everything that's going on right now. You get a lot of traditional games going on, and then the big NFL schedule with the Dolphins. And boy, we've been packing them in for the Dolphin games. It's been exciting there and at all of our locations, especially Miramar and Plantation. We're rolling out every special, everything you can imagine from A to Z on game days. So it's a place to go. And Joe, we've told before, you can look over if you don't like the guy you're talking to, just look over his shoulder and you can watch the game and pay attention to that instead of who's talking to you, right?
Absolutely. You can't find a bad angle on a game while you're sitting there. If you get into a conversation that's boring you to death, or your wife says, are you looking at me or that TV? And you tell her, I'm not going to lie, I'm looking at that TV. Right. But I am looking at you, too, at the same time. It's right there. That big screen's right there. It's perfect. So, Bo, listen, man, thank you for coming on.
Thanks,
have a great Thanksgiving.
Pleasure, guys.
You guys have a great one.
Yeah, hey, everyone out there, look, everyone, all your listeners, have a great Thanksgiving. Stay safe and enjoy your family.
Bo, we'll see you in a couple of days, my man.
Right. Sounds good.
All right, Kim Bo Camper joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Joe, do have Texans and Dolphins coming up here on Sunday. Dolphins back in action. Injury report always brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Teddy Bridgewater, Hunter Long, both were questionable. We'll get some hopeful news on the official report that comes out later today. Keon Crossan, too, another big name that hopefully the Jedi mind trick worked for Mike McDaniel to get him to play this week. And, of course, the Byron Jones update. There is no update on Byron Jones, except there is nothing going on right now with him. That's the injury report coming up for Houston and Miami. Always brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. All right, folks, music is coming to the beach. The Odyssey Beach Festival is back. It's returning to Fort Lauderdale Beach December 3rd and 4th. Among those performing, by the way, Jack White, Muse, Jimmy Eat World, Machine Gun Kelly, and much, much more. Don't miss out because the beach is filling up. Purchase tickets right now at odysseybeachfestival.com. That's odysseybeachfestival.com. I think you scared off Joe with all the
this fog kind of, you know, maybe this could play into his whole, like, trying to scare people thing. I don't know. You know,
this would work perfect on Halloween.
He is definitely shaped as a, you know, as a creature.
Right. He walked out of the fog with a mask.
Head and,
he would scare
and
us
a large
both.
Body yeah. and everything. So, yeah. This is. Now I'm curious what he thinks. Make his way back now, but I'm curious what he thinks if the fog would be, you know, something
well,
he could disguise
machine, right?
himself
or a smoke
in.
Machine or something like that. But I think this would work perfectly.
All right, let's ambush him with this
right.
question here.
Yeah.
Hey, so we were just wondering, like, do you think the fog would be a good, you know, thing for you to use to scare people? Like, you could be a fog creature.
Did you say you had a smoke machine or something?
I do
like
have
that?
A yeah, I have all the childish stuff. Yes,
right.
I have.
Do you think
all.
Like this weather today, like you just go out and maybe hide somewhere and just jump
dude,
out
dude you're making
people.
A big deal about this fog. This fog is very normal in lots of parts of the country.
Okay.
How about you?
I don't
West,
live in
right?
lots of parts of the country. I live here.
Right.
Sacramento Valley fog every day, like to the point you can't drive because you can't see in front of you. Like dangerous fog.
Sacramento County?
Sacramento, yeah.
Sounds terrible. Yeah. I feel like the sun doesn't come out often there, right?
No, it's going to burn. And same way in the Bay Area. They have fog every day, and it burns off during the day, just so you know.
It burns off?
Yes, the sun will burn it through.
What is the fog? Like, what is it made of?
Oh, my God. Is this Leon? Is this Leon talking to his father?
Answer the question.
I don't know.
Since you want to call me dumb, answer the question.
Well, you're just carrying on about fog like
well,
it's brand
it?
New
explain,
and you've never it seen it. You act like you came right from Boca and your mom and dad didn't let
I
you
just,
do anything.
I hate that
oh
you're,
my God,
you're
fog.
Insulting me because you can't answer the question.
Well,
I don't,
because
I don't
you're
like
making
that.
A big deal about fog like and that. Fog's around. Like, fog is part of everywhere. We get fog.
Fog is part of everywhere?
Yes, there's fog everywhere.
Okay.
Said fog creature. He used
but you
before.
Won't. You won't tell me what it is, what it's made out of?
I don't know enough about it.
How it's caused? How it appears?
I know that when I used to walk around in the cold-ass weather growing up, and we had it every day, it was a little wet, and you could get, like, feel a little water in that fog. Right. Yeah, so a little different. But maybe somebody will text it while we're doing a sports
oh,
show, dumbass, so
happen.
We can
okay,
do it.
Okay, sports show guy.
It's going
to
yeah. happen.
Hey, by the way, we got a lot of stuff to get to here because we've got a lot of really fun games coming up, man. And if you're looking ahead to tomorrow, the NFL guys got this right. And I know this was planned a long time ago. Bills at Detroit, believe it or not, I think it's going to be a really good game. I don't think it's a 9.5-point spread. I just don't. I think it's going to be a really close game. I think Lions are going to score a lot of points at home in those perfect weather conditions. Giants at the Cowboys. Also, I don't know about the Giants. I haven't been exactly buying the Giants.
Last couple weeks been a little rough for them.
Just been a great story,
yeah.
You know. But the Patriots and the Vikings, I think it's going to be a good game. I think they'll put together a nice game plan. And Belichick's team's just not going away. And, by the way, Vikings just got embarrassed. The most lopsided loss of the season.
I can't believe how bad
the Cowboys did. 40-3 loss to them. So they didn't score a touchdown at home. And they're playing against really good Patriots defense, which gets a lot of sacks, and is really good. So these games going to be – should be fun. Yeah. Should be fun while you're sitting there eating and everything else. It should be just a blast. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday, got some really good games with the college football playoffs. The poll and the only one that counts, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU, 1, 2, 3, and 4, LSU at 5, and USC at 6 with a lot of good games left. LSU's got to play Georgia in the conference SEC championship game, and USC's got to play Notre Dame this week, and then they have to play in the conference championship of the Pac-12, and there's some pretty good teams this year. So
I kind of want to see USC in the 4.
I agree with you.
I don't know why they're intriguing to me. Right. I just don't know why they're so intriguing to me.
They used to have great teams. Yeah. One of the, for many, many years, one of the great college football programs. Really going back to McKay was coaching. They had it rolling. He really had some great teams. Heisman Trophy winners, great running backs, lots of first-round picks, and it was great.
And I'm interested to see what happens after the Michigan-Ohio State game. Whether it's a close game or not, and how far one of those teams does drop, because one of those teams is going to drop out probably the 4. I wonder if Ohio State loses if they get to like 5, where they're still kind of in the mix.
So I think that if Michigan somehow beats Ohio State, and it's not a blowout, which it shouldn't be, that Ohio State will stay up there in 5 or 6 and still in really good shape with one loss.
But let's say Michigan does beat Ohio State, and Ohio State's sitting there at 11-1. Can you put LSU with 2 losses above them in the 4?
LSU's got to beat Georgia, and they're in.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, can
if
that
LSU
happen?
If LSU beats with 2 losses, beats Georgia in the
they're
championship
in. And then
game,
Georgia's
they're
in. Still in. You're not going to drop Georgia after losing 1 game. They're going to be 4.
This thing will get there's a lot of football left, but listen, there's a lot of things could happen.
Well, the nightmare situation for all these teams right now is LSU sitting there with the opportunity to get in with 2 losses, and that means that there's going to be minimum 1 team with a loss. 1 loss. That's not in that 4.
There will be people upset that a 2-loss team gets into the championship game. So, yeah, there's a lot of football left, and we'll see, because everybody's got to go out and win their games. And how close will the Ohio State-Michigan game be, who will win? And then Georgia and LSU, that we know that game's going to take place. And then USC sitting there going, don't forget about us. We got Notre Dame ranked in the top 20, and we're going to have a Pac-12 team also in the top 20 that we have to play. USC's been a nice turnaround, man, for first year. What I see, I just heard last night, 19 transfer portal replacements. 19 new players on that team. We thought 12 was a lot down here. 19 by USC. So they went all in, including that quarterback who has been really good that left Oklahoma with them and is now starting at USC. So we got a lot of fun stuff. A lot of fun stuff going on. And if you like football, Thursday, by the way, Friday, FSU, Florida. I think it's going to be a good game.
I just
don't see Florida just getting hammered in this game by Florida State. I don't.
I sure hope so.
And FSU has just been a great story. What a nice turnaround. They're 8-3, playing great. Wasn't too long ago everybody wanted to get rid of that coach, and it was a bad choice. And all of a sudden, they look pretty good. Mm. They're going for their 9th win. And
16th in the
really
country.
Good shape. No, it's been a hell of a story. And Florida – coming off a real bad loss at 6-5, how will they bounce back? But if I had told everybody FSU was going to be the best team in the state,
I don't know if I would have believed that.
No,
at the beginning of the season.
I would have never thought that was going to happen. Never. UCF's of course had a good year, but they've also now lost a couple games. Do they even have a game this week, or do they have the week off?
I think it's a bye week.
They're basically right.
The bye week
for might be fog up there or something. So if they're playing in Tampa,
oh, you are a funny guy, bro. You slay me. That's great. Really,
19.5 is not a bad spread in that game.
I don't
UCF
care.
And South Florida.
Oh, now you don't care.
It's the last war on I-4, and it's over.
By the way, that you see that over under 69 points You think it's going to be a high-scoring, no-defense game?
69, huh?
Right.
They think 69. There he goes again. What's wrong with you?
What? What are you talking about?
You need to talk to your wife about maybe having a little fun this weekend in the bedroom. Man, you are. Yeah, look at now he wants.
I was going to read you some texts here. Kendall Toyota text line about the fog thing. Did you want to address that, by the way? You called me a moron for not knowing what it was, but you don't know
you
either.
No, you act like.
But you don't know either. So.
I don't know, but I grew up in it. Go ahead.
You grew up in it. fog is a cloud at ground level, says some guy.
Okay.
Some guy says he thinks it's humidity.
It's
fog is essentially a cloud.
It's dangerous when it gets real thick like it does out in where I'm from. I mean, there were days, you know, you couldn't drive.
Would it burn you or something if you would touch it?
He's just dumbass. Why? Why do I do this to myself? Why did? Are you sure he didn't have one more basketball game and Coach L didn't say, "Hey, come on in today and watch tape with me"?
Don't say that. That's good. We're gonna like, play that again.
You better be careful with that one.
that was.
I'll go to all their films, as many film sessions as they want me to go to.
Yeah,
Coach L. First of all, congrats on 700 wins.
Thanks, Joe. Took me a while to get there, but I think that's a good sign. I've been able to coach a long time. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited where our team is. We got a lot of work ahead of us, though. And Joe, I want to mention, Danny did a great job in your absence. I know you were with the football team. So Danny came with us to Connecticut and did a great job.
Okay, good. That's good to hear. Glad to hear that. He's well-trained. I had to coach. I guess, you know, I don't have 700 wins, but that'll be
take a little credit for your
for
what you're doing.
Win number one for Jose.
He gets a lot of the credit. Yeah. Where do you think I learn all this stuff from?
Yeah. Oof, man. A little chest beating.
You got any bruise marks on your chest right now? I just want to know. Is there any bruise marks?
It's not like I didn't put the coach up to it. I was just, you know.
No, no, but you heard it and you're like, here.
I'm kind of proud
of
that.
The only other like feedback I got was I had one jerk off that texted, tweeted back to me that was
why'd he have to be, why couldn't he be a jerky?
Why couldn't he be a jerky?
I don't remember his name. I was just saying his name, but he was like, I think people are going to be watching football. Because I tweeted out that the game was coming up at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and he's like, "Oh, I think people are gonna be watching football." And I'm like, "All right, screw you, bro."
What, he text you that, or
yeah, he wrote back like, "Oh, I think people are gonna watch football." Yeah, okay, bro, I got you.
Well, Hollywood tweeted out that here's the game, here's how to listen to it, this and that. Perfect promotion for him, and the guy wrote back.
How do you see? By the way, the other part is Zach. How do you see all this stuff?
That's easy. I'm on Twitter. I follow Hollywood.
So you guys, okay.
Like, write something.
I got to try this Twitter thing, see how it works.
You're on Twitter. You got a lot of followers.
We should let you loose on Twitter. Just give you the login. This is how
dangerous.
You do it. You
You're
type
the reason
you
I don't
tweet.
Do it because you told me, no, Joe, that's not a good idea. Whatever I was like, let me do this. You go, no, that's not a good idea.
I mean, the problem is, like, if you say the wrong thing, that's why I very rarely tweet because I just don't want to get into it with people or say the wrong thing, but. You say the wrong thing on there, and the mob will get you.
Mm. Come after you.
They will get your ass, man. Like they're hungry for blood on Twitter.
Not around Thanksgiving, are they?
They're
all thankful
for blood every day, bro.
They want blood every day, huh?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
They drink blood for Thanksgiving. The Twitter mob.
Well, that's we got Mike Flora coming up early 9 o'clock hour. He always gets things going and gets everybody fired up. Right now. I want to talk to you. It's holiday season, and right around this time, right around Thanksgiving, I start thinking about Beverly's Jewelers. I go, oh, boy, what am I going to get, Marga, for the holiday season? What am I going to get? And I go right over to Beverly, the same place I've been going for almost 30 years, now. Jeff and Amanda and the family over there, I know I'm going to get treated right. Beverly's got a large selection of every kind of diamond. Leader in certified earth mined and lab grown diamonds. Huge selection, unbeatable prices every day. They got a low price guarantee. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. Certified lab grown diamond stud earrings and lab grown tennis bracelets. Beautiful. She's going to love it, man. And this, why buy online? Know what you're getting and get it for less guaranteed when you stop by 3600 West Commercial Boulevard. Why would you buy something off the internet and you get it and you go, oh, that's not what I thought I was getting. Exactly. You could have gone to Beverly's and seen it, tried it on, checked it out, and go, wow, I like this. World-class custom design studio. No interest financing. Free gift wrapping during the holiday season. 50 to 70% off select merchandise. Beverly's makes it easy, and they've got something for everybody. And for those of you getting ready to pop the big question, the diamond engagement ring. Well, listen, nobody's going to get you exactly what you want that's even better than you wanted at a price you're going to love, like Beverly's Jewelers. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged, got everything you need. I'm telling you right now, if you're ready to go for and starting to look around for jewelry and you're not sure where to go, it's Beverly's Jewelers. Call 954-485-6262. It's West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Or just visit bevjewelers.com. They'll take really good care of you and get you exactly.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What you need for the holiday season.
All right, we have no more major incidents on the roadways here, but we do have this. I take that back. We have a crash involving a truck in Palm Beach County, Florida's Turnpike North, before mile marker 78. Traffic is backed up to before mile marker 74. All the lanes are blocked. That actually looks like a significant incident. I'm glad I caught that one there.
All lanes are blocked. You missed that? That's what you missed?
Just go.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Right? All
what
lanes
is wrong
are blocked,
with you? What
Joe.
If somebody blocking. What if it's bad and you're laughing?
I'm it sure is it bad. Is.
I just don't like to.
Well, don't do it. Exactly. I'll call Lynn. Oh, Lynn's gone. Lynn's gone for a week. That's right. Forget I said that. So you can go to him.
Send him an email.
All right, listen. Hey.
He's taking a week off. Leave him alone.
He got a week off. We got everybody playing. He decides to take a week off. We can't find radio stations to do all our games on.
I did find out what station the Canes game was on.
Now, I had all the teams update. Are calling going, where are we going to be this week?
I don't know.
Where are we?
I don't know.
Kiss HD3, by the way.
That just ought to get everybody fired up. The HD 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, it's a Kiss, at least in front
well,
of
it. Well, it's on the app. It's on the
yeah,
Odyssey
it's on
app.
The, yeah, right. All right.
Just listen on the app.
Well, listen, we.
All lanes are blocked.
I'm still trying
to get over that. There's no major incidents. Are you? Oh, we're good. We're clear. Oh, wait, hold on. All lanes are blocked.
Should I read it again? It actually seems like a problem if like, people are heading that way.
Can you imagine listening to his report at first?
No, so here's my
it's
take.
It's Turnpike North before mile marker 78.
I wouldn't be laughing about stuff because people get hurt, man.
Right, of course.
No, I'm not laughing at the situation.
I know, but
I'm
it looks, sounds at, like it. It sounds
bad. Shut up, Joe.
Okay.
Turnpike North before mile marker 78. Traffic is backed up to before mile marker 74. All lanes are blocked.
All right. Woody, you're trying like hell to get rid of you, and they told us months ago they're going to have somebody do it, and they lied to you. So
they didn't tell me that.
Told me that you were going to be.
Hi, Lynn. Thought you had a little pull around here.
No, Lynn's word is not very good. No, it's he didn't get that done either. We just hope he's okay.
You're the de facto program director. I don't know why you can't make that happen.
So anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here besides Woody's.
I wasn't laughing at the situation.
That's
laughing.
What it sounded like you were laughing
oh,
at
shut
the
up,
situation.
Man. I was laughing at the fact that I suck at traffic. Guy asked if I'm stoned. I might be.
Yeah, it's possible.
No, what happened was I didn't see.
And nobody
last
in a
night.
Good mood, man, when you get blocked in traffic and you can't move. Like,
yeah,
somebody
we had a
hears
rough,
you laughing.
Rough night at home last
okay.
night. Very rough night.
All
Joe was so
blocked.
Shocked to see me. I got here at like 5 a.m. Joe was like so shocked to see me.
So what's wrong?
So I had a rough night at home. It was some fighting, and I just left.
Wow. Whoa, Hollywood.
Well, and it was deep. Baby. It was baby involved.
No, it was baby involved. But, you know, you go through that, and, you know, and I told him today when you get home, tell her you're sorry. And,
right. And I'm not sorry.
You don't want to.
I'm going to wait for her to apologize to me.
Yeah, oh, there you go, tough guy.
Right.
That's not a good idea.
You're looking on your porch on Thanksgiving Day, it'll be Hollywood laying there.
Yeah, don't do that.
This guy says again, if you rely on the traffic from Woody, then I got a bridge in Malpenis I can sell you.
What's wrong with you today, bro?
I told you.
I'm exhausted.
He is in another level this morning. Right.
So you get overly tired and you just laugh at everything. He loves that Milpitas.
Loves it.
I like that either way.
Milpitas is like your favorite thing.
I mean, look at her sheet.
It's a funny word.
It makes you want to grab your own Milpitas, doesn't it?
Zach didn't even read what was on the sheet. What's on there?
Okay, joining us on the Toyin of Hollywood Hotline, Kim Bocamper from the Finding Penises of Milpitas High School. This is on our sheet.
You didn't read it, though.
Of course not.
Yeah, that's gutless, bro.
Right, because I'm not.
Dono would have read
I'm
it.
I'm not Dono. Right.
Monroe would have read it. Go ahead and give them all the guys would have read it. Oh, man. Wow. Dono would definitely read it. Nah, we've already got him. You got him once.
Oh, man.
He's in bad taste.
So, going to talk some Dolphins, talk some football with Kim Bocamper, Milpitas High School in Milpitas, California. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
No, you're actually not saying it right.
I'm saying it right if you're reading it off the sheet.
Yeah. And he's still proud of himself.
Look at him.
Ambushed.
It is funny. So, like, I get you. You're trying to act like cool and professional here, but it's very funny. And I know you liked it.
he's just trying to break me down. He just never stops, man.
I know you liked it.
Never, ever stops.
Wow, man.
So, are the Heat ever going to be – I was just wanting to get this in here between the immature stuff that we keep talking about here, Woody keeps talking about,
right.
And then blaming the fact that he's tired. Of course, if you're stuck in that traffic
right.
And our guy's all laughing at blocked. You, you know, right. Woody just wants to let you know, kiss my ass because right. He doesn't care, and he really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I did not say any of those things.
You kind of said
it. I mean,
I was laughing at the fact that I botched the traffic report.
This was
not
a bad one. Right?
Laughing at like anyone's misfortune.
You didn't miss like the bridge being up.
How did the Heat get to a situation? And I'm not accusing anybody. Like I get everybody wants to be 100%, and especially in today's sports. I do. And I'm not taking shots. And now Jimmy's down and Duncan, who never got hers, now missing another Duncan Robinson. That guy is like what was automatic that he was going to play every frigging game. And now he's banged up and they've gone. Tyler Herro's missed 8 games. I don't know if he's going to be able to play tonight or not. I guess they moved him up to questionable, whatever that means in the NBA. But so when they're all healthy, they're pretty good, except recently
– they're not even close to that.
Everybody's hurt. So I just don't know. And listen, they've fallen behind by, what, 4 games now? What are they, 7-11, if I'm not mistaken?
Joe, Dwayne Dedman, questionable Wednesday against Washington. Max Strus, day-to-day. Gabe Vincent, out. Haywood Haysmith, day-to-day. Duncan Robinson, out. Bam, day-to-day. Jimmy Butler, out. Tyler Herro, out. I mean, that is crazy.
It's tough no matter who you're playing, and of course they've got that crazy schedule, I believe, with the Wizards for tonight and for Friday night here in Miami. But I forgot the name, Miami Arena now for now for what it is. But
right. The
Tyler
Herro
like 8 games already, you know. It just looks like again it's going to be, and maybe this is just the new NBA because I see. The best players last night for the 76ers sitting out. Saw Golden State rested even though they've struggled. They rest 3 of their best players. They're older players that won championships together. It just looks like everybody's going to play 60 games now. Like, no matter how you break it down, we're going to play 60 of those 82 games and get us in situation. We'll be healthy and try to play and play through a little pain in the playoffs and get ready to go. But, man. It is really frustrating to see. Did the guys used to get hurt this much before? I just
think that there's more precaution at this point because of.
Well, I agree in every sport.
Right.
I see it with the Dolphins.
Right.
I mean, we got an offensive lineman. And again, I'm not a doctor and I'm not playing one from Baptist Health this morning. But Austin Jackson, got hurt in the first game of the season and is just coming back.
We're in week 12.
And it's been 2+ months. And I don't know if that means the ankle affects the calf and the calf affects the Achilles. But, man, it's really, really frustrating to see when guys get injured now. And, again, I'm glad nobody's taking the needle like the old days. I'm glad because we were told lies for years and years that the needle won't hurt you and it won't get any worse. And that was a bunch of bull crap. It was, you know, a lie. And we can fix it after the year. And, you know, I shot my friggin' toe for a month and a half. And, yeah, it was destroyed. The guy went to a foot specialist. And he goes in California and went back to California to have it looked at because I couldn't trust this guy. And that one-stop shop doctor that they had. And, yeah, it was destroyed, man. It takes forever to heal. And so I'm glad they're not doing that. I get it that there's not a lot of trust. But, my God, man, guys take forever. A lot of them. Not all of them. A lot of them are for some of them. The Byron Jones thing and the Austin Jackson thing.
Mysteries.
Whew. I never think of an offensive lineman taking 2 months to come back. And Byron Jones, only the doctor knows for sure, right? Only the doctor and Byron know for sure on what happened.
Well, didn't he have a procedure in March? Wasn't that 8 months ago?
He did. And I don't know if they wanted him to do it. I don't know all the – I don't know any of the thing because I don't want to ask and I don't want to know actually because obviously it's – doctors have to keep all that stuff top secret. But – was he supposed to get it fixed after the season?
Right.
Or did they were they felt pretty comfortable that if he got that operation in March, that he'd be ready by the end of camp? He'd miss camp, but he'd be ready to go for close to the start of the season. And we got 7 games left, and he's still not practicing. Mm. So you just didn't expect that to be the case at all, man. Just,
well, I mean, you don't expect it crazy. Because the coach came out in training camp. And said that we're hoping he'd be back for the first week. We're taking precautions, and we're hoping he'd be back by week one.
Well, the coach got it, and the reason I bring it, the coach got that from the doctor.
No, of course. And so, like, I mean, obviously somebody was way off on this.
Way off.
Way off on this.
Way, way off.
And by the way, I think you said it last year for the NBA that 65 or 63 is like the new 82. It's like, you know, Jordan used to, and guys like that used to try to play all 82 games. And now if you get to that like 60 to 64 mark, somewhere around there, that's basically like a full season now for the NBA player.
A lot of guys, man. Yeah. A lot of guys miss a lot of games. They got the rest days now, and you know, too much. And it's a different world. Different world out there.
How many games has Kawhi Leonard played this year? I mean, like, this is a guy who didn't play at all last year. Not one game.
Crazy. All right, 9 o'clock hour's coming up. Nothing crazy about our last hour before Thanksgiving. Gosh darn it, not a bad way to go. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Mike Okocie at Choice Mortgage. Man, the price and cost of everything is going through the roof because of inflation, and we know interest rates are continuing to rise. That means now's the time to have your money and equity work for you. I just want to tell everybody out there, if you've got credit card debt and it's driving you crazy, you can't even sleep at night, holiday season's coming up, you want to be able to get the people you love a gift or something, and you're going, oh my God, I'm in big trouble here. You need to call Mike Okocie and get that equity out of that home right now and get yourself back above water. You really do. If this economy's hitting your family hard, use your equity to get back above water today. And by the way, if you're 62 or older and have equity, Mike Okocie wants to let you know about the reverse mortgage and how it can help you long term get that equity out of that home, still live in the house, and again, for whatever reasons you need that money as you get older, it's there for you. He'll explain the reverse mortgage. More importantly, he can do it quickly for you. Actually get all these things done in half the time of the big banks. And if you're frustrated with banks right now that have said no or just take forever, let Mike Okocie, guy works 7 days a week for, he doesn't work banker's hours. He's got a great new program that he just rolled out here recently. Don't lose hope because Michael just rolled out this no-income verification program that is perfect, perfect for you. Best of all, he doesn't work those banker's hours. His personal cell phone number he wants to give you, here it is, 561-441-2730. It's 561-441-2730, NMLS 166-254, rates and terms, subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is waiting to help you get approved right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.